Ready?
Our evening began in Peter Seychelles' comfortable study in his New York townhouse.
No sleep till
Brooklyn!
Yeah! Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens, and Staten. From the Battery to the top of Manhattan.
Yo, rope!
Why, hello there, everybody. My name is Jim Shear, and welcome to the Brouhaha, a hot and sticky edition of the Brouhaha. But listen, that's what happens in the middle of July and August. It's freaking summertime! And I know many of you are bummed because there is not an official release date for Hot Sauce Committee Part 1. We thought we were going to get it last year. We thought we were maybe going to get it in September. We don't know now. Hey, I want to hear new Beastie Boys music too. But I don't question the Beastie Boys. They're on another level than I am. And if you're on the same level as the Beastie Boys, then you're probably working on an album right now. But to remedy this situation a bit, I have a present for all of you today. And let me go back a little bit and explain the origin of this present. Back in the 90s, myself, Smooth, Prof D, all of us have appeared on an episode of the Brouhaha at one time or another. We used to have a mixtape community, and we would always send each other mixtapes. And at first, it started out by just putting songs on the mixtapes. And then we started putting interludes on the mixtapes and remixes on the mixtapes. And it got crazy. The mixtape community got out of hand because back in the day, you know, we could make a mixtape in an hour. And then it took weeks. And then it took months. And then it took years. And then eventually we got jobs and we didn't have time to make mixtapes. And we all sort of retired from the mixtape community. So today, I am coming out of retirement to make all of you a Beastie mix. Part of it is for the summertime, so you can download it on your iPod and stick that auxiliary jack into your car and have a fun Beastie mix while you're cruising on the highways. Another reason I made the mix is because I know you guys, you're fiending for Beastie Boys music. This isn't exactly new Beastie Boys music, but maybe there's a remix or just a transition that you've never heard before. So maybe this will satisfy your Beastie Jones until Hot Sauce Committee Part 1 comes out. So the mixtape, that is coming in a little bit. It is called A Summertime Donnybrook. And I know some of you might like the mix more than you like this episode of the Brouhaha. So if you want the mix by itself on the page you are listening to, if you're listening on iTunes, you're not on this page. But if you go to thebrouhaha.podbean.com and you scroll down one post, you will have the mix clean in its entirety. You won't have any of me talking. So we got a summertime Donnybrook coming up. But before we do that, we need to get down to business here on the Brouhaha, and it is time for 20 questions. We have Rhodey on line one, and we only have one line here on the Brouhaha. Rhodey, welcome to the hot seat.
How you doing?
And that is your name, Rhodey.
Yep, absolutely.
And you said like a band Rhodey, but not spelled R-O-A-D-I-E, but R-O-D-I-E.
Yes.
And you did the remix that we played, the Beastie Boys,
yeah.
Chemical Brothers remix. I enjoyed that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites, too, that I've done.
Because I fish through the Beastie Mixes page, and, you know, there's a lot of good stuff, and there's a lot of stuff that's So I'm glad that you sent me the link, because I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, I'm right there with you, where, you know, you're asking people to sync up the BPMs, because that's so important, and it's just, you know, I don't see how people cannot realize it when they're doing it sometimes, but You gotta, you know, everyone's gotta start somewhere, you know?
That's true. So maybe it's good to remix with a friend so they can tell you, hey, like, that's not synced up.
Yeah.
Now, how do you do your remixes?
I'm on the Archaic Acid 1.0. It came with a CD copy software that I got in, like, 1999 or something. Back then, we had the Alive remix promotion for Acid, so...
Okay, so you're doing it old school.
Yeah, that's why I mostly do mashups and things now, because I don't really have, like, a studio or, like, even a keyboard, so...
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I can't do any of that, and I have, like, this old... I have this old Zoom sampler, and it's so old that I think the memory's only like 4 megabytes, so I can only sample 30 seconds of something. So yeah. If you have like a cool, like if I have like a cool little nugget of 30 seconds, I could do that, but I can't do an entire remix, sadly.
I gotcha.
That's why I stick to the mixtapes.
Yeah. I remember I had the PlayStation 1 MTV Music Studio, and it was kind of the same. I think it was actually like 8 seconds you could do. And I'm like, what can I really do with that? You know, I'll give them like a, hey! No, that's it.
Yeah, and I have the old Casio sampling keyboard, and that you only get like a second and a half.
Oh, wow.
So you will not be able to hear it, Rhodey, but for those listening to the podcast, you will hear a beep. My wife is trying to call me. So, okay. Rhodey, if you go deep into 20 questions, I may be in trouble today.
I understand. Well, I got to say, I've been listening to the show, you know, obviously, and I'm not very confident, but we'll see. Hopefully, my wife said if I make it past, as long as I make it past 10, she'll be okay with it, but if I don't make it past 10, she's going to be highly disappointed, so.
Because you've been listening, we've had someone go 7 questions and 6 questions deep.
Yeah.
So if you go to 10, that is uncharted territory.
That's true.
All right. So for those that don't know the rules, this is 20 questions, a little ode to a Beastie Nugget off their Sounds of Science anthology. Rhodey is competing for a Beastie-rama, a Beastie diorama that I created in the summer of 2002. All he has to do is answer 20 consecutive Beastie Boys questions correctly. Rhodey, like you know, if you get stumped along the way, you will have 3 chances for multiple choice. And that's an A, right. B, C, and D. And we are asking you not to cheat. Because you could easily have a computer in front of you, and we're asking you not to do that.
I'm actually in my car right now.
Ooh, so. well, don't get into an accident then.
No, I'm parked. Don't worry.
All right, good. All right, so the deal is first 5 usually easy, and then we get harder. And the fans, they've never seen the number 8 question, so hopefully you can bring them to that number 8 question today.
That'd be nice.
You ready?
Absolutely.
All right, let's do this. Question number 1. What is on the cover of the Beastie Boys' major label debut, License to Ill?
A crashed airplane.
Ding, 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 ding. Yes, you are correct. Because I didn't want you to think too deeply about that. Like, oh, it's the Eat Me.
Yeah, it's like
3 a.m.
It's like, yeah, the Eat Me or...
No, yeah, it's an airplane. Question number 2. Name at least 2 characters in the music video Sabotage.
Nathan Wind as Cochise.
That's extra credit right there. Yeah, that's extra credit. You could... Nathan Wind would have been cool. But go ahead.
Oh, okay. And Sir Stuart Wallace as himself.
I'm glad that you mentioned Sir Stuart Wallace. You are correct. Yeah. Question number 3. The Beastie Boys' current studio/office is known as what?
Oscilloscope.
Judges, yes, you are correct. If MCA was here, he would make you say oscilloscope. Laboratories. Yeah. Because I once did an interview with him for gunning for that number 1 spot, and I called it Oscilloscope Studios, and he said, no, it's Oscilloscope Laboratories.
Yeah.
All right, but you march on. Question number 4. Besides Mike D, name someone who has played drums for the Beastie Boys.
AWOL.
AWOL is correct. You could go AWOL, Eric Bobo, Alfredo. So yes, you march on to question number 5.
Or even Kate Schellenbach.
Oh yeah, Kate Schellenbach. Yes.
yeah.
Wow, I almost forgot about the old school era for a second, and I'm sure there's probably a couple others out there who have played drums for the Beastie Boys.
Yes. Yeah.
We'll get to that in a little bit. That's a little teaser for something later on in this episode of the Brouhaha.
Okay.
Number five, in the dream sequence in the Triple Trouble video, what is Ad-Rock dressed up as?
Oh, okay, well, let's see. I know the MCA is the deviled egg, and there's a pirate. I can't remember if he's the pirate. I think, like, he's the pirate. I'm going to have to go multiple choice on this one.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, the multiple choice may even confuse you, because we go A, a pirate, B,
yes,
a bumblebee, C, a deviled egg, or D, a cowboy.
I'm pretty sure he's the bumblebee. I think Mike D's the pirate. It's been a while since I've seen it, so I'm going to say bumblebee.
Now, is that your final answer?
Yes.
Rhodey? You go on to question number six. You are correct.
Excellent. All
yes,
right.
He is dressed up as the bumblebee.
It's very Ad-Rock-esque, you know, somehow.
Yeah, and that, for some reason, his bumblebee always reminds me of the bumblebee on the old school Check Your Head shirt, where they have that little thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I forget what those things are called when you sound them out, like bees, boys. But that bumblebee reminds me of the t-shirt bumblebee. So, question number six. We've alluded to this in a past episode of the Brouhaha, so if you've been doing your Brouhaha homework, this question will be easy. What color was the Ill Communication cassette?
Oh. I want to say green. I don't know, because I'm confusing myself now, because the CD is green, the CD cover, and I think that Check Your Head is red, I think. I'm gonna go green.
Final answer. Whoa. All right, you went final. You cannot utilize your multiple choice option. You have two left.
Okay.
I always tell people, you got to go with your gut when you're playing 20
yeah.
questions. You went with your gut. You are correct. It was a green cassette. All right.
Yeah.
Question number seven. I don't think anyone's gone past question number seven here. So you could be a Christopher Columbus here on 20 questions. Question number seven, who is the youngest Beastie Boy?
That is Ad-Rock.
Ad-Rock is correct. He's the kid, the baby Beastie Boy. Congratulations, Rhodey. You have gone where no man has gone before.
Whoa.
Now it gets a little tougher, though. Every question you answer, the next question is going to be harder. Question number eight. The Beastie Boys have had four DJs over the years. Name them.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, let's see. We've got Mixmaster Mike and Hurricane. Dr. Dre, not the, you know, other one, but the one, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say, I think Rick Rubin was, too. DJ Double R, if I remember correctly. I don't know if he DJed, though. I remember, obviously, he produced for them, and I want to say that he DJed.
You're saying you think a lot and you want to say a lot. You just,
yeah.
Rhodey, you have to commit.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna say Dr. Dre, Rick Rubin, Mixmaster Mike, and Hurricane.
You are correct.
Oh.
Rick Rubin had the bubble machine.
That's right.
He was the first DJ. Question number nine. We love sports here on the Brouhaha. So it's a given that there is a sports question. What NBA basketball player appears in the Beastie Boys music video, Root Down? And we also mentioned this on the sports episode of the Brouhaha.
Which I did listen to, but I am not a sports guy at all. So I did it, but Yeah, a lot of it just went over my head.
So let me, I'll give you a hint. He appears in one of the scenes where the Beastie Boys are playing basketball because they toted around that the hoop on the Lollapalooza tour. And there's a quick shot of him, and he's just huge. He's like the size of four Beastie Boys.
Wow. I'm going to have to go multiple choice on this.
All right. Okay. We have A, John Starks. B, Kiki Vandeweghe. C, Anthony Mason. Or D, Bernard King.
I'm going to say Anthony Mason because he's mentioned in the song. Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. I don't want to say fun. That's a different song I think I'm thinking of. Yeah, that's not right. Okay, Kiki Vandeweghe. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you repeat the first one again?
John Starks.
I'm going to say, this one's going to be a complete guess. I'm going to say John Starks.
Now, hold on. Before you say final, before you didn't say final answer. The one guy you said, he's definitely not shouted out in this song. Two of the guys, or two of the options, are shouted out in Beastie Boys songs.
Okay.
John Starks, Anthony Mason. The other two are not. Although I believe in stage banter, Kiki Vandeweghe has been shouted out. I don't think they've ever shouted out Bernard King.
Mm-hmm.
So, with all that being said, and with me reminding you to always go with your gut on the brouhaha, what is your final answer?
I'm going to say John Starks.
Oh. Rhodey, you are incorrect. The final answer, or I should say the correct answer, is Anthony Mason.
Oh, man. When I said that too.
And around that era... in 1994, Slam Magazine had an article and a nice little picture montage of Anthony Mason playing basketball with the Beastie Boys.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had that issue of Slam Magazine from 1994, that could have helped you out with this question.
Yeah, I got to bone up on the Beastie Boys sports knowledge there.
And not to make you feel bad, but as I look at the questions, let's see, 10... through 20, there were no more sports questions.
Oh, if I could have just braved the one.
So, Rhodey, have fun down there in Florida today. And if we go through a cycle of everyone who wants to compete on 20 questions and they don't win, like I've said to the past contestants, I'll give you another stab.
I got to say really quick, you know, this is a great show you've been doing and everything. And I think it just, like, illustrates the magic that is Beastie, that, because I'm a fan of the show, and it's like, I'm a fan of a fan, you know? That's impressive right there, you know?
And I'm a fan of a fan of a fan who's a fan of a fan of a fan of a fan because I loved your remix. So it's great how, like, the Beastie Boys have brought us all together in some weird, magical way.
Yes.
So, Rhodey, thank you for competing in 20 questions. We are going to take a break. And when we come back, we have an anecdote from another fan here on the Brouhaha.
With those guys. Man, I ain't got nothing to do with those dudes. And then I saw your female with them too. What's up with her?
Yes, we have returned on the Brouhaha. And Rhodey, oh man, didn't get to the 10th question. That means his wife is disappointed. And part of me feels guilty when someone goes down on 20 questions. Because I think to myself, is that a fair question? I mean, Anthony Mason, he's not a huge character in the Root Down video, but he is in it. Yeah. What are you going to do? So if you would like to compete on 20 questions, all you need to do is go to beastiepodcast@gmail.com. Give me your phone number and a good time to call you. And let me know if you are East Coast or West Coast, because I don't want to call you at like 5 o'clock in the morning. And if you win, like I said, you get the Beastie Rama, and that is featured on our Podbean site, thebrouhaha.podbean.com. Just scroll a little bit and you will see the Beastie Rama. And if you don't want the Beastie Rama but still want to compete in 20 questions, then just promise me that you will give the Beastie Rama to someone who deserves it or someone who would take good care of it. Like I said earlier in this show, I created a mixtape for all of you. I have come out of retirement to satisfy your Beastie summer needs. That is coming up. But after we upload, I was trying to think of the word. Do we publish these things? Do we upload them? Do we broadcast them? After we uploaded the first episode of The Brouhaha, I got an email from a Beastie fan who said, listen, I know the Beastie Boys. And if you would like any cool stories from the Beastie Boys, I can give them to you. And this guy, he lives in France. So part of me thought, does he really know the Beastie Boys? And then he sent me a link with all these Flickr pictures, and I was like, okay, if those are your pictures, then yes, you know the Beastie Boys. I wanted to get him on an episode of The Brouhaha, but like I said, he lives in France. That's out of the budget for The Brouhaha. That would be like a $200 phone call. So I said, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to send you some questions via email. You send me back answers, and then I will read them on The Brouhaha. And that's what we're doing right now. And if I had someone handy, I would read my questions in my voice, and then I would have a friend or whoever answer them in this guy's voice. But I'm the only one home today, so I will do both voices. And I'm not going to mention his name, because we like to keep things cryptic here on The Brouhaha, like the Beastie Boys do. So the first question I asked him, what is your message board handle? That's a fair question, right? And his answer, my username on the message board is Top 10. So if you're familiar with Top 10, these answers are from Top 10. He says, I check it out quite frequently, but don't post much. Some people on there get weird sometimes. I agree. Some people get nasty on the message board. Like, many times you'll see someone, they'll post a thread that says, hey, I'm a first-time fan, what album should I get into? And then the next 10 replies are like, suck it, screw you, like, you should go to hell, your mom. So yes, I agree with Top 10. My next question for Top 10 was, you are currently living abroad. Have you ever seen the Beastie Boys overseas? His answer? I'm from the U.S., but have been living in France for almost all my life. So I've seen the boys live more in Europe than anywhere else. I think I've been to every concert they've given in France. Whenever they're on tour in Europe, and whenever I'm free to do so, I hop on their tour and follow them for a few days. Countries in which I've seen them live include England, Belgium, Italy, Spain, Scotland, and of course, the States.
Whoa.
I've been to England, but I've never been to Belgium, Italy, Spain, or Scotland. So Top 10, seeing the world and seeing the Beastie Boys. My next question, coolest foreign location you've seen the boys live? And his answer, I guess that would be the ICA in London. It was part of their small promo tour before the release of To the Five Boroughs. The ICA is a museum, Institute of Contemporary Art. And so they played this 40-minute gig in front of 200 or 300 people max. Moreover, I hadn't seen them live for more than 5 years, so it felt good to see them back again and kicking it. And he didn't see them for 5 years because that was the huge 6-year hiatus. Any offstage moment you wouldn't mind sharing that gives us a glimpse into the Beastie Boys world when the cameras are off and they're just being regular guys? Top 10 says, this is not going to be news for any fan, but they play games a lot. Whenever they're not recording or touring or doing promo, they still find the need to invite each other at their places to have game nights. And then when they're touring, they play games again. Some of these games are weird. I recall a game of Critters in New York City. I don't quite remember the rules, but it was played with domino tiles and small plastic monsters or action figures. I never knew if it was a proper game or if it was an invention of theirs and their friends. Another thing is that whenever they're abroad and they have time, they like to take the subway. I remember Mike D, on the day of a show of theirs, taking the metro to go to the venue. Beastie Boys keeping it real. And I remember 1994 Music Video Awards held in New York City. They did a red carpet interview with Mike D, who was just dressed up in a jacket and a visor. And he's like, yeah, we took the subway to the venue. My next question, do you have any inside info on what is happening with Hot Sauce Committee Part 1? He says, no. I just know that I saw them here last July, a month or so before it was supposed to be released, and they were really excited about the record. I hadn't seen them as excited about a record before. My next question, Tamara Davis has a cooking show. Just curious, have you ever eaten or tried to create a Tammy D recipe? In Top 10 says, I have eaten Tamara's food. I'm not sure about any specific recipes mentioned on her show, but it is always delicious. And if you've seen those cooking shows, food always looks good. And it's always quality food, too. We're not talking like tater tots and burgers. Favorite B-Boys moment over the years? Top 10 says, I think the MTV Michael Jackson Award, or whatever it's called, they got in 1998 was pretty cool. Don't know why, I remember it being really awesome. And their performance that night was top-notch as well. And that Michael Jackson video Vanguard that Top 10 was talking about, where is it resting right now? In a trophy case somewhere? No, it is on top of a refrigerator in Oscilloscope Laboratories. And then I asked Top 10, you see, we would be doing this over the phone if he didn't live in France. I said, you sent me a link to a whole bunch of candid Beastie Boy photos. Do you have a favorite and why? And he says, there are ones on the tour bus that are not good quality, but the memories are good. And also the ones where I'm playing basketball with the boys. But if I had to choose one, I would have to say it is the photo I took of Mike D dressed as a skipper. We were in Barcelona for the Sonar Festival in 2007. And don't ask me why, but Mike D found a yachting costume and thought it would be great to wear for the show, as Barcelona is a city by the seaside and has a port. Anyway, right before hitting up the stage, I took a picture of Mike and sent it to him. A few months later, I found, I think on eBay, turntable mats that had the photo I took on them. And then I recently saw that Mike was releasing a watch with some company which has guess what design on it. I think I'm going to sue Mike D. So that was Top 10 who took the picture of Mike D as a skipper. Next question. Coolest thing you ever got to do with the Beastie Boys that may leave a lifelong fan stewing with jealousy? And Top 10 says, what I'm about to tell you is not that cool, but I think it's cool anyway. In 2007, I was with the Beastie Boys on tour, and they were playing in Belgium. It was the pageant tour. I was standing on the side of the stage. At some point, not long after the beginning of the show, Jock waves at me and asks me to come up on stage. I had no idea what for, but I went. He then brought me to the front of the stage next to Mike and Adam, who probably had mics in their hands, and started saying something to the audience, passed me his mic, and asked me to translate what he had just said in French, as we were in Belgium and I speak French. Only problem is, I remember that the Beasties have no feedback on stage. They use ear monitors only, and since this was a big venue, I did seriously not understand one word he had said. So I told him I didn't have a clue what he just said, and he told me, tell them to calm down and stop crowd surfing. People are getting hurt. And in parentheses, Top 10 says, you know how they often do that. So I translated that in French, after which I obviously got booed by the whole crowd. 8,000 people booing and whistling at me. The cool part was that I was on stage with the three Beastie Boys. The less cool part, other than being booed by an entire country, is that I never found a picture, video, or audio of me on stage. Not even my friend took a picture from the audience. So if anyone listening to the podcast has a recording of that show, feel free to let me know. And then he has another anecdote here, and this will be the last one from Top 10. And then we will go to a break and bring you a Summertime Donnybrook. He says, another cool thing I did was jamming with Money Mark and Alfredo. They were just hanging out on stage on an afternoon before show, and their instruments were already set up. Mark was having fun with his keyboards. Alfredo sat on the drums, and they started jamming. As a drummer myself, I went up on percussions, and we had a jam that probably lasted 3 or 4 minutes, but it seemed like an entire show for me. And you remember that we asked Rhody on 20 Questions, name someone besides Mike D who has played drums for the Beastie Boys. I would have accepted top 10 today. Jamming out with Money Mark and Alfredo. So top 10. Thank you for the stories. When you come back to the States, we can do a proper interview here on the Brouhaha. But until we get a good international plan, that just ain't going to happen. So we will take one more break, and when we come back, I will come out of retirement and give all of you a summertime Donnybrook. So don't you go nowhere.
I understand that, you know, maybe Mike is, you know, you have a preference to Mike for some reason, and you wanted to shoot Mike more and use Mike more in this film, you know, and I'm a band member, there's three of us, but whatever, if it's your, you know, vision, if that's what you call it, you know, maybe we just do things differently in New York, but, you know, however you say.
Let's say I'm the world's greatest taxidermist. I stuff the bear, I stuff the elk, and I pose them in natural wooden settings. I have two things at the Museum of Natural History.
I get it.
So what I'm saying is you are the bear with which I stuff.
A dead animal.
The Brouhaha.
Welcome back to the Brouhaha. And now it's the time that I've been waiting for, and hopefully you've been waiting for too. My return to the mixtape game. Taking it back to the old school, the mixtape community with Prof D and Smooth. And my boy Zeus, a couple months ago, he came out with a Beastie mix. So if you are perusing the internet, make sure you check that out. Before we go to a summertime Donnybrook, I would like to thank Rhody for competing on 20 Questions today. I would like to thank Top 10 for sending us his Beastie Boys stories. And if any of you would like to get in contact with us here on the Brouhaha, all you need to do is send us an email over at beastiepodcast@gmail.com. And like I said at the top of the show, if you would like to hear the following mix unadulterated, if you would like to hear it clean, if you don't want to hear my voice and just hear the music, you can do so by scrolling down on our website, thebrouhaha.podbean.com, and one post below this, you will have the mix clean in its entirety. And I think we're ready to do this. Before we start, I know that this mix is broken up into 7 chapters, meaning if I sent you a CD, there'd be 7 tracks. If I sent you a cassette like we used to do back in the day, there'd be probably like 20, 25 minutes on the A side and the rest of the goodies on the B side. Spoiler alert, there are some Breaking Bad samples used in this mix. So if you are not caught up on season 3 yet, you may want to cover your ears and go, all right, I believe we are ready to do this. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Brouhaha. Without further ado, summertime peeps, here is my return to the mixtape game. Please enjoy a summertime Donnybrook.
Somebody's going to get them, and somebody's going to get them good.
Right about here, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. This man will freeze your knees, if you will. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul, Soul Brother Number One!
I don't know if it'll make any change, but I figure it's time for me to start playing ball.
Jim! Jim! It's gone! This is so much! Oh, I cry myself to sleep, Jim!
False. I do not miss him.
It's a very, very personal medium.
You have what? Large talons.
I don't understand a word you just said.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is is time for tonight's main event. Representing the five boroughs of New York City, MCA, Mike D, the King Ad Rock, Mixmaster Mike on the ones and twos. Are you ready? The PC Boys!
Is that from The Little Rascals when I go, what's your name, Jimmy James? Me again, I'll tell you the same.
No, actually, it's from My Three Sons, the episode where Uncle Charlie freaks out with Cleaver on all the kids.
Would you like to try the word buzz?
This next one is the first song.
I'm fucking freaked because this show, you know, if I just sit back and let them turn it into another cannibalized piece of shit, then I'm part of the problem. I am the one who is responsible for pumping shit into people's living rooms. I'm making the world more mediocre.
Shit at, man.
Phone is ringing. Oh my god.
Meanwhile, after the cookies were stolen.
Yo, they took that shit, man. Yo, hold on. They took my cookies. They took the shit.
Look, my man, yeah.
will I use a fork? But never, ever, ever am I eating fucking pork.
Cause you can,
you won't, and you don't stop.
Oh, cause you can,
you won't, and you don't stop.
Oh, cause you can,
you won't, and you don't stop.
Mike D coming back for sure, Shaq.
Rod Carew's success at hitting a baseball that sails, slides, sinks, or bends by at 80 miles an hour has been unparalleled.
The usage of sampling.
What it all comes down to is the sound. The right sound, the right timbre. A timber timbre. Tit for tat.
Nobody beats BS 2000.
Hey, y'all.
Nobody beats BS 2000.
Don't do it.
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 Don't do it.
Nobody.
Don't do it.
Nobody.
Don't do it.
Nobody.
Don't do it.
Nobody.
Nobody beats BS 2000.
Don't do it.
Nobody beats BS 2000.
Yeah, I see you.
I'd like you to exit your vehicle and start walking toward us.
And then what? I'm gonna need some kind of assurance.
I assure you, I can kill you from way over here.
Seems to me you have two.
What's up, y'all? I said, what the fuck is up, y'all? Let me see everybody put two rounds in the motherfucking head. All right, put them down. Every time we say stick them up, we want two hands to go in the air. I got
Exactly.
You might want to hold off.
Yeah? Why?
Because your boss is going to need me. 6353 Juan Tobo, apartment 6. Yeah.
We got rhyme selections in a white array. Shade de bon 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 shade. The party people scream.
Desperately, ladies and gentlemen.
Like good years time,
'cause I'm out picking buckets, the Atlantic, and nobody wants to hear you.
to the ladies.
Steal from the rich.
In and out, robbing banks.
Give it to the poor.
And I always get paid.
Because I got more stories than Cheney's got salvager. I own the title.
And you are the dowager.
I've got money. Well, like Charles Dickens.
I got the Doolies in the coop. Like the turtles got the chicken.
And I always go on jumping like the hybrid gets Newman. I'm better than Bad Alfred E. Newman.
Hello, Newman.
Hey, this yogurt is really something, huh? And it's non-fat. I've been waiting for something like this my whole life, and it's finally here.
O-T. Me and L.
O-O-V.
Simple methods that anyone can do. You just need to do proper technique. These are things that will tone you from the inside out. I'm talking about your quadriceps, your abdomen, and I mean this in all due respect, your buttock. They will tone your whole body.
With the clap.
But now, thanks to all this oil, it's not gonna happen until it's cleaned up. It's just heartbreaking.
What'd you say? You want a smoothie?
Yes.
You know what? I'd like a smoothie too, Charles. It'd be good, wouldn't it? But you know why I'm not gonna have a smoothie, Charles? Because I don't feel like I deserve a smoothie. Does anybody else out here feel like you deserve a smoothie? I'll tell you what, we win Friday night, and you can have all the damn smoothies you want, gentlemen. Let's go!
Poppy balloon, pop, poppy balloon, poppy balloon, pop, poppy balloon, poppy balloon, pop.
Cause I'm down in the basement mixing up. I'm on the edge and I'm on the brink. You got the press and I got the plates. We press it till by the crate.
Yes, we make it happen with the rapping, with the crunch, with the capping, and the blueberry. The count jumping more, the sound that you know. We can get the
I thought we could settle this like men.
You thought wrong, dude.
If you can feel what I'm feeling, then it's a musical masterpiece. Hear what I'm dealing with, and that's cool at least. What's running through my mind comes through my walk. Two fields are shown from the way that I talk.
Don't get clever, or I'll get the electricity out of you. Look, they didn't ask me that question. They don't know why. Ask them.
It's funny, you don't seem like an interested in money.
Smoke up, Johnny!
Very beautiful day. Very nice day today, huh? No, I was out in the park.
I was out in the park.
Yeah, at the Pirates of Penzance.
I had my thong on, yeah, and my Timberlands on.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Wow. I had the one piece, the wrestling joint with the short
roaring
shorts.
Roaring 20s one?
So yeah, I could sun my shoulders more better.
That's good.
Mm. Yeah.
How about... And you?
I was just wearing just the socks.
Ooh.
What were you doing today, Mike?
I was rocking the sombrero.
Just a sombrero.
Just that's it.
Well, on the rhythm, bass.
Z's at the band show with the LSD. Get my BBDs from VIM. You know I'm repping Manhattan the best I can.
Stop all the sneaker bar, got thrown out. Sneaking in at 4 a.m. after going out. You didn't rob me in the park at Diana Ross. But everybody started looting when the lights went off.
From the south, south, Bronx on out to Queensbridge. From Hollis, Queens, right down to Bay Ridge. From Castle Hill to the Lower East Side with 1010 Winds.
Now the official 1010 Winds AccuWeather 4-day forecast.
I don't know.
Anthony works in the grocery store, saving his pennies for someday. Mama Leone left a note on the door. She said, Sonny, move out to the country. Ah, but working too hard can give you a heart attack.
Sure.
Yesterday I went to McDonald's and I had two of the best sauce and dip in the century fun.
My bike means everything to me. I knew the police wouldn't help.
Do you know what I would do if I were you?
What?
I'd retrace my steps.
Pee-wee, the Buxtons are not thieves. Just look at him. He couldn't have stolen your bike. We've been setting up his birthday train set all day.
Ideas spark, my hand grabs a pen. Sweeten up the sound, let me get the right blend. Coming down the wire through the knee, mic free. Nice up the sound for the A to D.
Home up with the Ramos, they can't win all. Big up and Bob and a TV dinner. The winner win that dance contest. Cause you know what dance the best.
All you gotta do is do your thing, you see. Cause I don't give a f*** who you're supposed to be. My name is Zebrock and I aim to please. And I gotta spread love in society.
We got to keep the party going on. All lifestyles, our shapes and forms. We got to keep the party going on. All lifestyles, our shapes and forms.
Let's get the educational tool up here.
Just hold on. I know we're in the middle of the song, but
be patient.
Be patient.
So, just like the sign,
one finger in the air like this. Everybody in Brooklyn, everybody in the pool right now like this.
Everybody in Brooklyn is a lot of motherfuckers.
Everybody in Brooklyn, one finger in the air like this. And on the count of three, you're all gonna go. Ready? One, two, three.
Shatea, let's go in out, set the town on fire. Set the town ablaze. Gonna stun and amaze. Ready to go a craze. Make your brain shake your head and say, now check, but check it out. What's it all about?
Scoot down.
Summer. There was a really great show last night down in downtown somewhere. The Beastie Boys played, they were great. Reagan Youth played, they were great. Bad Brains, great, great, great. Great show. Anyway, we're going to hear something now from the Beastie Boys.
Listen, all you New Yorkers.
Bring it back, that old New York rap. Bring it back, that old New York rap. Bring it back, that old New York rap.
I want to take this minute to introduce you to my people.
D-A-S-G-I-N-A-V-O-O-C-K-M-I-K-E to the D.
M to the C to the A. And it's a boss. The rhymes that we boss on the topic of lust.
It does go well with a chicken.
He paid his dues, laying the blues.
He claims that he won't do blues.
track. I got this shit right here. This is my turntable, so blah, blah, blah.
You wanna know why? Because I'm...
You're stupid.
Huh?
You should sleep late, man. It's just much easier on your constitution.
October 31st, that is my date of birth. I got to the party, know what I did? The smirk.
Taxing all females from coast to coast.
And when I get my bill, I'm chilly mode.
We ride tag girls back at the hotel.
And then we all switch places when I ring the bell. I chill my kettle, cause it's the best to butterfly a fat burger when I'm way out
check
west.
Check it.
K-I-N-G-A-D.
Whammy.
I met a girl at the party and she started to flirt.
I told her some rhymes and she pulled up a skirt.
Check it. Bent on bank, got a high power jumbo. Rolled up the woolly and I watched Columbo. Let me clear my throat. Kick it over here, baby pop. And let all the fly skimmers feel the beat. Drop.
Now when I wrote graffiti, my name was Slop. If I rap, shoot my beats and stop. Step from the neighbor when I start to chop. Humble on my jack, DJ Arrow. If you try to knock me, you'll get mocked. I'll stir fry you in my wok. Your knees will start shaking and your fingers pop. Like a pinch on the neck of Mr. Spock.
This is very dangerous to you.
Do what? Oh, let's do what? I was do what? Oh, let's do what? I was do what? Oh, let's do what? I was do what with the disco flip what?
Again, Peter.